Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what's funny about that cut that Greeny did earlier today on, ESPN's little get-up show?
I thought Greeny was the nickname for the guy who does the show before us.
Oh.
Greeny. Get it? See what I did there?
That's true. Greeny and Whitey.
Yeah.
Like green and white. Go green, go white. No. By the way, do you think Michigan State wins tonight? I don't.
I think they do, actually.
The funny thing is I don't know. Stephen F. Austin lost a week of Coach K yelling at him. Didn't set up very nicely for Sparty, but maybe we can get to that a little bit later on in the show. But Greeny said, and I actually heard this earlier this week from little Colin Cowherd when he was talking about Michigan and expectations and all that. They called it Michigan and Ohio State have a relationship, not a rivalry. Hammer meets nail. That's a relationship, not a rivalry. They literally both said the same exact thing. Like, do you think there's any way that those talking points that were sent out in the email at FS1, somehow they were infiltrated and sent to ESPN? Do you think that happened?
Well, what would be the point of that?
I don't know.
And why are people obsessed with what national people say? That are just throwing hot... That's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of the reason that people get annoyed with Michigan and Harbaugh is because they're so well known, apparently. That's all the national people want to talk about.
Well, clearly, they're a brand. I mean, that's the same reason.
There's lots of other brands.
It's the same reason we talk more about Michigan than we do Michigan State just here, you know, locally and on the Bogey and Wojo show. Hi, hello, 97.1 The Ticket.
Yeah, glad you could make it. You just turned... You're 67 years old now. You were driving down to Little Caesars Arena with your left blinker on and your little going 35 in the left-hand lane. I should be getting to the arena soon.
It was
the
a
game.
Brain fart. Well, it's just like you're so
I've
pissed
done
off
that a few times.
That you go down there so much and you don't really want to go down there. And you're like, wait, hold on. And you look at your email and you don't have the parking thing and you go, they're not playing here. But, To kind of go off of the Mike Greenberg comments, and I actually want to kind of tie in what John Beilein had to say at shootaround earlier tonight. Pistons, of course, playing in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. And you and I were talking before the show, and I do wonder if there is a chance, based on everything that's going on, based on the fact that Harbaugh hasn't been able to get it done, and it looking very bleak that he ever overtakes Ohio State. You know, John Beilein was talking earlier today about how he doesn't have to recruit anymore. Like, he was thinking back on his time when he was recruiting Luke Kennard in high school, right? And he said, you know, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to sit in the stands at a high school football game next to Roy Williams going, well, you know, I really want this kid. I hope I can beat you guys out for him. And, of course, he went to Duke. And I think that was a big part of the reason why John Beilein just said, to hell with college. I'm done.
It was,
I don't want to do
sure
the one and dones. I don't want to sit in AAU gyms all summer long. I want to relax in Traverse City at his beautiful home or wherever it is. And I do wonder, like, what are the chances that Jim Harbaugh pulls a John Beilein?
Well, it's funny you say that. I don't think he would do that yet because I don't think he would want to leave like this. But, you know, those little betting sites, they automatically come out with odds on favorites to take the Carolina job, the Carolina Panthers. They fired Ron Rivera. And sure enough, the highest favorite is Jim Harbaugh. Now, they don't base that on anything they know, or those, a lot of those websites are just who they think will get thrown around, and they just want names that people will recognize and generate. So I don't buy that. I don't think that means anything. I've never ruled out the possibility at some point he would go back to the NFL. I don't think he would want to do it now. Why would he now when, like you said, he hasn't beaten Ohio State? He hasn't won the Big Ten. I think he would feel very, as he should, incomplete if he did. And I don't buy the, like I said, the betonline.com odds or whatever. I don't. Not
no,
now.
And I'm not trying to sit here and, you know, drum up, so, you know, Jim Harbaugh going to the NFL right here, right now. But I do find it interesting that, you know, he could potentially make that jump and make that move again. And you just saw the head coach of your basketball program, by the way, Michigan at Louisville tonight, 7
Big
o'clock.
Game.
Can't wait to watch that one. But you saw John Beilein do it, just get tired of it, tired of the hoopla. I do wonder if Jim Harbaugh just looks at it and goes, you know what? I'm winning 10 games a year. The program's not Brady Hoke level. It's not Rich Rod level. Hell, it's really, you know, not even Lloyd Carr level, you know, at least at the end there, despite Lloyd winning a national championship. You wonder if Harbaugh feels a little bit underappreciated and if he, you know, wants to not have to deal with the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the LSUs, compete on that level for the best players in the country. Just go back to the NFL where you can sign, trade, draft everyone you want.
Yeah. I don't know if he feels underappreciated because he knows 0-5 against Ohio State doesn't fly very well with people. I do
but does
think,
he think he can change that.
Well, of course he thinks he can. I mean,
I don't know. I'm starting to want to know.
How can you be somebody with that ego and that resume or whatever and not think that? I do think he thinks, and he drops subtle little hints, and some of them are legit and some of them I think are excuse making, but I think he thinks that people don't realize the job at hand, and that job being that Michigan was dead or partly dead for 7 or 8 years before he got here. B, not just that Ohio State is a behemoth, but it's been going for years, one after another. There has been no break except for 1 year of Luke Fickle. And see, the recruiting, I mean, the first thing he tried to do when he got here at Michigan was branch out, the satellite camps, do anything possible to get a recruiting foothold. And I heard people say, like, oh, that's just him and his ego. And that's okay, that's part of it. But he also realized how hard it was going to be. Like, that's why he did the satellite camps. And they got in on people like Devin Bush and some of the Georgia and Alabama
Unbelievable
players.
Unbelievable talent. They really did get and have very good talent.
Yeah, yes. But he also probably realizes 5 years later, oh my God, I've tried everything. We sell overseas trips. We sell this. We have all these things. And
see, but that's why I wonder if the doubt starts to creep in.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's doubt, but I imagine he thinks it's...
Like, what more can be done? What, you bring in another defensive coordinator and, you know, that's the guy who's suddenly going to be able to slow down Ryan Day in this Ohio State machine? You know what I mean?
You can do is hope that you hit it, maybe with a quarterback or maybe with a couple of under-the-radar recruits or a couple of big-time recruits. Wait for Ohio State to get put on probation again and Ryan Day to resign in disgrace. That's what else could you do? Or I do think at some point that's a possibility that he go back to the NFL. I'm not buying this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.